bird.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. You made Whoopi. Twice.
Whoopi Goldberg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The first public testimony has concluded in the House impeachment investigation of President Trump. George Kent, the senior State Department official in Ukraine and acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, asked today whether they felt President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was representing U.S. policy in his unofficial capacity in dealings with officials in Ukraine.
I believe he was looking to dig up political dirt against a potential rival in the next election cycle.
Ambassador Taylor? What interest do you believe he was promoting?
I agree with
Republicans dismissing today's testimony as hearsay. Another hearing set for Friday. Stocks end the day mixed after reports of issues with U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow gaining 92 points for a new record high. The S&P up 2, also a new high. The NASDAQ falling 4.
Oh,
America,
God. It's the end
of
the
listening
world.
To Fox
Good job,
News.
Fox. You're really good. I hope George Soros is paying you well. Bunch of dickheads. Sick of it! Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
To figure out how to fit my family into one room.
It'll be tight.
The seating's important so this doesn't turn into a family feud.
That won't be right.
So why did I agree to this? I need help lifting the shopping list. I need to buy the stuff for stuffing you too.
No. Have you thought about your keto Thanksgiving plans?
I can have turkey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can have turkey. You can have a lot of casseroles. Just modify them slightly. You can
have turkey.
You can have cheese, above ground vegetables.
Ham.
Can
I? You just can't have mashed potatoes.
Or dressing.
Or bread dressing.
Or the dressing. Mm. Hey, but you know what? I made a killer.
Other than that, everything is okay. No
cranberries. Green bean casserole without the Ritz crackers.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I made a killer keto cornbread last night. And my husband, who would eat country slop from any country restaurant, he was like, keto cornbread. And then he tried it and he was like, this is the best keto bread you've made so far. It tastes like real cornbread.
How do you...
Pinterest. I find recipes on Pinterest, but and then I try them.
I'm asking about
this is what
time.
Jacqueline does all day.
Busy attorney.
That's what she's saying, is she Pinterests while she's at the office.
Very young.
That's what she's saying.
Son that you're very devoted to, a great husband. So, yeah.
I don't know how I do it.
It's pretty amazing that you have this...
I'm tired, Greg.
Time for being a great homemaker.
I'm tired. And I have a lot of help. My husband helps.
Your fatigue will go away... in around 2030.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
When Steven starts high school.
Yeah, great. And then I'll be going to football practice and baseball practice and games on Friday nights. And
she's motivated by love, of course.
Your kid's going to do ballet.
Yes. I would love it.
Hey, let me just say this, okay? This is going to be another one of my ponderous lame-ass stories. When you remember Channel 10?
Mm-hmm.
The one and only TV 10. I worked there as a feature reporter, and my prep assignment, not my first actual story, I went with another reporter to watch the processes. And we went to the Gleason Theater to watch Baryshnikov work out.
Hmm.
So they had him...
in the tights and all?
Yeah. They had him in an area with, I think, the bars, not the... drinking bars.
Yeah.
The ballet bars.
Yes.
And they had a rope to keep the crowd back. It wasn't open to the public, but the amount of media that turned up, because he was the thing at that time. I spent $500 to send Janelle's mother and a friend to see Baryshnikov in some bug thing he was doing on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I love ballet.
I was a good husband.
Actually, we were just talking about today... making our office go to the Nutcracker
and cider in Atlanta. And by making our office, it was making Amy go, because Dana and I are like, yeah, we'll totally go. Yeah. And we are the office. So
it's beautiful. And last year we had two of the performers in our church. And so every time they did an event, we went because they were so talented. And it's beautiful.
How was it, though, Greg? How did you feel when you got to see it?
Burstnikoff?
Mm-hmm. It's magical.
Let me put it this way. And I was a good-looking guy at this time, okay? I mean, I was no throwaway, all right?
Still not a throwaway.
I had the bedroom eyes. I didn't need the keto then. I was in great shape.
We've seen the pics.
Memories.
We've seen Burt Reynolds' shorter brother.
Give me the remote. I got to turn that son of a bitch Juan Williams off. I have to look at his flapping gums and his bullcrap liberalism for one more minute. I lost my mind. Get him off. Get him off now.
On to the Maury Povich Show. And you are not the father.
Yeah, there you go. Now that's a reality I can live with. I can't look at that.
It's actually not that fun when you have to tell somebody that is, in fact, the results of those tests.
Yeah, I have had to give those results.
We have had to be on the other end of that conversation, and it is not
fun. People generally want, like, you are the father. Like, right. I feel like most of our clients
want the father.
They're not.
Yeah,
I had to
tell a client once, like, there was a suspicion that one of the kids was not, but in reality, neither one of the children were, and that was a tough phone call to make.
So he was living under the illusion that both kids were his?
Well, there was some suspicion that one of the children was not, given the circumstances of the parties, but it at the end of the day, it didn't matter. Like, it was, you know, his kid. But come to find out, we did genetic testing on both children, and neither one of them were his. And that was a gut punch to have to make that phone call.
Those are hard phone calls. Like, the ones that are, like, kind of like a little funnier when you have to call and say, like, you are the dad.
And then it's like, whatever, like, you know, man up, do what you gotta do. But it's hard when they want to be and they're not.
What a skankadactyl.
Right?
That happens like a fair amount.
Like, we're not allowed to quite put that in pleadings the way that you just described it. But
I am a hawk show host, not a lawyer.
But we've come pretty close. And if you put it in quotations.
I'm pretty good at making people think the word that I can't say on the radio.
Yes, Dana and I have a way of saying things to, like, they're picking up what we're putting down.
So, let's see what our listeners have to say about this Disney Plus story. You know who else is doing this now? Turner Classic. They're putting, or the host, if it's a hosted movie, are saying, now you're going to see things in here that would look very weird today.
Pretty much every Western is... Yeah. It's like racist at some level. Like the Lone Ranger.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, you just, like, have to not be so damn sensitive. How about that? Like, get over it.
And understand the time that the movies were made.
But I mean, Rosie, here's the thing, though. Like, we can't even look at history time that these monuments and things were put up to remember where we came from. What makes us think that people are going to, like, I don't know, not be so selfish about, like, it's all about you and how you feel about something.
Right.
Like, I don't care if you don't like Lady and the Tramp. Like, get over it. Like, it's an adorable classic Disney movie.
It is, and I even did the spaghetti thing. Don't be jealous, Roz. Man. I'll come home and we'll slurp through a keto noodle.
A zoodle, if you will.
Makes me want spaghetti.
A zoodle.
A zoodle.
Let me read some of these comments.
Oh, okay.
Let me read some of these. Oh, sweet Lord, get over it, idiots. Yes, Rose White. Yes.
Oh, Siamese cats. I guess that's what
we are Siamese, if you please.
Oh, my God. So they took that out of the remake, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
I think that's what they did.
I just got Disney Plus yesterday, and contrary to what Miss Delk has said about me Pinteresting all day at work.
You just said that you watched 2 hours of the impeachment hearing that you couldn't get back.
That was this morning. Yesterday, I was in court. Thank you very much.
Yes, I have...
Greg Budell has proof that I was in court yesterday, and then I don't know what I did yesterday afternoon. I probably was Pinterest.
What's the first movie you're going to watch on Disney Plus?
That's a tough one because I'm trying to, you know, I got to think of one that will keep Steven's attention.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I might have to
make
be.
Make the point.
It might have yes. to be. But they have so many good ones on here, like The Real Alice in Wonderland, the original Peter Pan.
101 Dalmatians was awesome.
101 Dalmatians. But see, Cruella de Vil used to scare me when I was little. Actually, when I went to Disney, that was the only character that really bothered me as a child. Like, I would
freak out.
So, but they have, like, The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Snow White. I can't watch Dumbo. It's just too much.
Well, I don't feel like Bambi. I don't feel like Steven's old enough to, like, really get Lion King.
I gotta check some.
I feel like the point of Lion King...
Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. But I'm looking for a particular piece of music from Lady and the Tramp. No, not this.
The racist piece of music.
All right, actually, that is available. This is the...
But they have the new one on there, the new Lady and the Tramp with the real dogs. Like, that's on there.
But see, I feel like Steven's not at the age to, like, appreciate some of those movies.
But
like,
you know who does? Like, Mommy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Lion King is all about, like, not wanting to grow up.
He
blah, blah,
loves
like.
Lion King because of the animals.
Lion King's kind of sad in some spots, too.
We are sad.
My therapist wouldn't let me see Lion King.
Yeah.
This is my jam.
I'm triggered.
We are Siamese, if you please.
Nailed it.
We are Siamese.
I do not remember this at all.
Oh. Please.
What? At all. I mean, I've watched that movie. I do not remember that.
And I'm like on it. Like, that's my part.
I'm triggered.
You should be. That is extremely racist.
So is it offensive to Thai people?
I don't know. I'm not offended by any Disney movie because it's a movie. Literally of cartoon cats. The Aristocats, by the way, is on here.
I'm trying to find it.
I have the Aristocats.
Rosie's like, I already have them on DVD.
Rosie has six cats.
I have five.
Oh, yeah, one died.
To the Rainbow Ridge.
Maybe you can tell me. There is a piece of Disney music that's all strings, but it's very upbeat. And it goes...
That sounds like something from Fantasia.
Which Dana and I have already coined the worst Disney movie ever made.
It is. You got to be really doped up to... And there's no question that the artists who did that were extremely stoned on something.
But the music happens. Is...
So, but not only with Disney, so now we're on this Disney Plus thing, you can get all the old Mickeys, like Steamboat Willie and all those cartoons, as well as, like, The Sandlot, Miracle, Remember the Titans. It's not just the cartoons. And there's documentaries on here...
I did see where, like, Nat Geo was a part of it.
Do you believe in miracles?
I can dig that.
Can you get the old Spinnin' Marty and...
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know.
I loved Spinnin' Marty.
I haven't been able...
And Annette.
But, like, all of the Simpsons...
That's original Mouseketeer stuff.
Yes.
30
I would imagine
years.
They'd have those. They re-ran those. They brought them back sometime, I think in the 90s. The original Mickey Mouse Club. With my little goddess, Annette Funicello.
Yes. You know that was one of my Halloween costumes, right?
Annette?
I was a Mouseketeer.
You would be perfect. You
for my Bunko group.
You'd be a perfect Mouseketeer.
I play the Bunko.
One of her eight costumes.
Yes.
Yeah, me, Annette Funicello, and Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter.
Really?
Moving right
Which,
along.
Unfortunately, is not keto, is it?
Yes, it is.
Peanut butter is not. I thought almond butter was.
Peanut butter is keto. You just have to watch your sugar content, and if it fits within your micros, then you're fine. You just have to make sure that, like, you watch
I'm
the sugar content.
I'm going to go down to the men's room during the break and check my micros and see if
it's... You know what's not keto?
What?
Your chocolate milk that I hope you put in the
fridge. I only have a taste of that. That's to get rid of the smoke breath, so I'm pleasant around you guys.
Oh, well, then I'll take that chocolate
milk.
It's just a swallow.
Is crunchy peanut butter better than creamy?
Are you asking my personal opinion?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm talking about keto-wise.
I don't think it really matters, but I'm going to look. You have, when you're doing keto, you just have to read labels, and you have to know what you're looking at and how to subtract your carbs from your fibers from your alcohol sugars. And so it just depends on the brand. It depends on the sugar content. It depends on a lot of things. But for the most part, they want you to do like more all natural, organic. Right. But like Greg, like if you wanted some crunchy peanut butter, like you could have a couple spoonfuls of that a day, but then you would want to be real careful to make sure your carb count doesn't go over your allotted amount, and then you should be fine.
Here's the thing. I believe that peanut butter is a great brain food. I do. I've read research on that, that there's just something about peanut butter that is good for the thinking processes.
Well, and it usually has a high fat content of good fats. So like peanuts, avocados, nuts. A lot of people, when they start doing keto, they do a lot of cashews, which cashews is not the nut that you want to go with if you're doing keto. You want to do more of like a macadamia nut, which are really super expensive.
I love pistachios.
Pistachios are good. Well, you burn 100 calories getting into those bad boys.
That's the truth.
Like almonds are really good. Walnuts are the best, though.
We buy the pre-cracked nuts at Costco.
See, but walnuts, if you eat them, if you eat a handful of walnuts, it tricks your brain. There's a, some sort of thing in a walnut that tells your brain, sends a signal to your brain that you're full.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So if you're trying to lose weight, eat a handful of walnuts.
Let's spend, it's 4:18 already. Time flies when we're having fun. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, our Wednesday sidekicks on Happy Hour, along with Rosie. SunMed products are the very best in CBD products, and that's what you'll find exclusively at your CBD store. SunMed, their product line with CBD products that are both great for humans and for your pets. Most zero THC products in this industry use an isolated CBD molecule or flatline CBD only distillate. Their proprietary results in a flagship product that bypasses all of that and delivers a cannabinoid that interacts with your system in a very effective way. Now, there's a lot of science in that. You know what I suggest? If you're really looking into these, talk to Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store, because they know these products inside out. It's a compound found in industrial hemp plants. It's totally legal, and there is no high in it, but it's very effective for sleep, anxiety, topical creams for pain, and a whole lot more, and dog treats that can help dogs that are that get crazy when thunderstorms are coming along, or anxiety when they're home alone. These help, and they are very effective with pain as well. So see them at your CBD store. You'll find it at 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just turn south at the Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from Renfro's Drugs and Adams, or Renfro's Supermarket, Adams Drugs in that plaza there. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
At 421, we have David with a traffic incident to report. Hey, David.
Hey, good afternoon. I got a two-car collision at Atlanta Highway and Perry Hill. It's on Atlanta Highway right in the intersection, headed eastbound. Got injuries, got ambulance, fire truck, police, and it's going to be tying up traffic for a while.
What appears to have happened? Somebody blow a light or...
Yeah, it looks like one of them did. I can't really tell. Both vehicles look like they're disabled and going to have to be towed off, so that's going to clog things up a little longer.
We appreciate that, Zup. I'm going to go down and smoke. Tell Skipper all about it. Thanks,
all right.
Thanks for the David.
Call. All right, your local news is next at 422. No roll call today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators say one man died as a result of one of those fires. The cause of the fires remains under investigation. Today is the first full day on the job for new Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Reed as the first black mayor of the capital city. Nine city council members were also sworn in during the ceremony. Republican Charlotte Meadows won the special election for House District 74. She received 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palisos died earlier this year. Meadows is chair of the Board of Lead Academy, the first charter school in Montgomery. She's also a former Montgomery Board of Education president. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. We're not done with this Arctic cold snap yet. I think we'll see another freeze in the overnight hours tonight. Increasing clouds with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 31. Tomorrow, there could be some spotty rain possible by the afternoon hours. Maybe a better chance on Thursday night. Tomorrow, still cold with a high near 50. Look for warmer temperatures by the weekend. Mid-60s, I think, by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking good right now. Interstate 65 and 85 rolling along smooth through downtown Montgomery. Our only real sources of congestion right now are on the Boulevard at the Troy Highway, Norman Bridge Road, and 331. The Boulevard is a little busy this afternoon. Busiest place in town right now, Taylor Road, from about the medical center and the hospital past AUM over to East Chase. Really socked in right now. Use caution. Drive carefully. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If any traffic accidents pop up, we'll tell you about them. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal?
on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, here to announce my newest product, My Underwear. I spent 2 years developing My Underwear's patented material that adjusts to your size and shape like hundreds of little fingers, giving you the best feel of your life.
I've got a lot of junk in the trunk, if you know what I mean. And I really appreciate what My Underwear is doing back there.
I purchased my first pair of My Underwear 9 months ago, and I still haven't taken them off.
My Underwear is manufactured in my home state of Minnesota. I guarantee every pair of My Underwear has been personally worn by me, Mike Lindell. And I'm proud to announce My Underwear has been named the official underwear of the National Creep Foundation.
For the best darn feel in the whole wide world, it's MyUnderwear.com.
I really want to get in the habit of canceling the roll call, because I know a lot of you like it, but we're just tight for time, and we've been talking about really important stuff like...
like Governor Ivey just appointing a new Montgomery County probate judge?
Oh?
Who was it?
Ed Crowell?
I know that name from somewhere.
He ran for mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just came WSFA. The general.
The general, yeah.
Yes, yeah. The general.
What happened to Bibby?
Okay. Okay, and Bibby, you know, could be a probate judge, because you don't actually have to be a lawyer to be a probate
good
judge.
Good for the general.
And if you're a probate judge, the next step is to be...
mayor.
Mayor of Montgomery.
Moving on up.
Yeah.
I want Bibby to be the next... not that I don't like the general, but Bibby would be awesome.
Well, since it's going to be virtually impossible for Mayor Reed or anybody else to... unless they are willing to go through what has to be gone through to do it, to fix the schools and address the crime problems in any meaningful way. You got to put aside re-election and get ready to face criticism.
I think it's bigger than that, though. Like, I think it starts at home. And I think it takes the community to change its mindset and to start focusing on making our families better and our families stronger and our households in a better position before we can expect any third party to come in and fix it for us.
I totally agree.
And so until Montgomery, like, wants to do better and be better, it's not going to change.
The destruction of the family has been a goal of the Democratic Party since 1965 when they made fathers... this is a statistic. Nobody talks about it because it's so sensitive. So if I trigger anybody, find another radio station to listen to. Statistically speaking, through the 50s, the black community mirrored the white community in terms of marriages and stay-at-home dads. 77% was the number I got. We all know that number is a pathetic fraction of what it used to be. And the whole idea of responsibility and accountability in a family way with a father who's a real strong influence on somebody is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I blame most of our problems on Democrats and their big ideas.
A lot of it started when you had government assistance programs that were supposed to be temporary that people started leaning on long term, and it became a vicious cycle, and the work ethic of our country just changed from people that you always wanted to provide for your children better than you had. We no longer have that mentality. We have living paycheck to paycheck, just getting by, taking a free handout. And I think that if people started focusing more inward on what's going on in your own home than focusing outward on what somebody else isn't doing for you,
exactly,
then our school systems would be better because parents would be working with their kids at home when they come home with homework. Our kids would be better, you know, parented and disciplined and trained because parents would be present at school functions, present at extracurricular activities, and then moving into being able to then in turn look at the bigger problems. But it's not going to get fixed until we start fixing our families.
Exactly.
And doing more than posting, check on your people.
Yeah, check on your kids. Where are your people at? Like, I think that it has to start. I think it's a great thing that Mayor Reed on Facebook, every time you see something.
City Watch
Uncut.
Check on y'all people.
Like, I think it's awesome that Mayor Reed, like, opened the doors and wants to meet people. And I hope that this enthusiasm stays with wanting to be the mayor for everybody in Montgomery because I want him to be my mayor. Yes. I want him to be everybody's mayor. But it's a scary, Montgomery's a scary place to live when you're bringing up a child and when you're a small business owner and when, you know, you have these fears that are real, you know, worried about walking your car and, you know, sex trafficking and all these things. It's like, what? Like, what are we doing?
Well, burying the problems does not solve them. That was one of the first things I got involved in here. There was a gang brawl at Eastdale Mall right next to the ice pond. And we're talking people throwing tables.
Uncalled for.
The ice pond was filled with a group of kids that were ice skating. And they're running with their eyes popping out, screaming, mm-hmm. you know, thinking they're going to get hit with something. Customers ducking, you know, waiting for guns to come out, and pretty much cleared the joint, and the media didn't cover it.
Well, Greg, let's look at the recent situation with the girl that's missing.
Yeah.
You see her getting taken and you don't say anything?
No. Why are people that have criminal records longer than a CVS receipt walking around Montgomery?
Absolutely.
Why do you have people that have been charged multiple times, okay? I understand how the criminal system works.
Not for misdemeanors.
Multiple times and are out on bond for serious, serious felonies.
The judge that did that, it was a Democrat judge.
Attempted murder. There are people, I don't know if the
grand jury no-billed.
Right.
No-billed him.
Right.
No, the grand jury found that there was not, that he didn't do that. That wasn't her.
Now,
the only
current
thing that
charges.
She had, now, the only thing that she had in front of her at that time
was
that
assault
she could, that she
kidnapping.
Could, no. I'm talking about already adjudicated, like had been found guilty of. All right. The grand jury had no-billed the assault and kidnapping.
Not from the March of 19. That was his 2015 charges. He had March of 2019 charges that he was currently out on bond for, that his bond had been reduced from $290,000 to $60,000.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about
previously. Yes.
But that's what the judge was looking at because the citizens of Montgomery County decided that he hadn't done it.
Why can't a judge look at a body of...
They can.
You can only really consider
Monday morning quarterback.
Right? You can only consider what he's been convicted of. All right? So on her list of charges before she made that decision, mm-hmm. she had, well, yes, he's been charged with, like, horrible thing, but the citizens of Montgomery County, a grand jury, said that he didn't do it.
So I can't take that into consideration.
So she couldn't take it into consideration. All she could take into consideration was a drug charge.
All right. That day, the particular day where her name came to light, I was going to put that on Facebook, but before I did it, Chad called and talked about every citizen in Montgomery should go sit in the courtrooms all day and see what goes on in there and see
what
they're up against.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, the citizens of Montgomery mm-hmm. County let him off of that. Okay, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens of Montgomery County said, oh, we don't think that there's enough there to bring George forward.
Wasn't he on bail on a murder charge?
Attempted murder. He's out on bond, I believe, on attempted murder and kidnapping and assault from March of 19,
and what's he likely done now? Murder and kidnapping?
Well, I can't speculate because I don't know any of the facts.
I'll speculate.
Besides what's been on Facebook, and that's not a reliable source, but...
It isn't?
Well, you know.
I believe everything on
whatever's on Montgomery Uncut is, you know, you might want to fact check that. But it's not just him.
I have looked at that, and it's sent to me by a lot of listeners, and I'm not on board with that.
Montgomery Uncut?
No.
It's
scary. too much emotion, not enough fact.
Yeah. It's a very mob mentality that just gets out of control.
But I applaud the intention, because we're never going to get the news. That's why when I talked about applied security, I'm doing the spot crime report.
Yeah.
Situations where the police were called, had to file a report, so people understand how much of this is going on and why they should protect themselves. But it's not time to talk about that right now.
Well, and I think Montgomery Uncut has its place. I think it's good, you know, because people do have the right to know what's going on in their community. But like you're saying, some of the stuff on there, first and foremost, there's a level of responsibility. If you're going to go Facebook Live from a crime scene, like, I think that's a little inappropriate, especially when you don't know all the facts, you don't know what's going on, you don't know if family members have been notified, you have no idea. I think that's a little irresponsible. But I also think there's a lot of nonsense on there.
All right, we got to take a break here. I just put something on Facebook. I called it Must See TV. It is a World War II veteran who shared a piece of my... Not peace of mind. He shared a piece of his mind with Trump protesters in the Vets Day parade in New York. And, well, I can't play the clip. I don't have time to edit all the F-bombs. But he let him have it. And it's fun. Rusty at 438.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
All right. How
good.
Look, did y'all just say that this suspect and the girl up near Auburn Way? You're saying he was released or not charged with the crime that happened off of Carmichael Road a couple of years back?
I don't know the specific crime.
Yeah, I don't know, but yes, he was charged back a few years ago with I guess it was kidnapping and
attempted murder.
And then the grand jury list of charges. So yeah, the grand jury in Montgomery no-billed it.
The judge didn't frame, the grand jury did.
In the March of 19 cases, the judge set a low bond, and he was out on bond like everybody else that has pending criminal charges, that a bond is set.
But yes, the only charge that he had been convicted of was a drug charge.
Well, what I heard about that Carmichael incident, they stole things from the victim, and they nearly killed the man. Just a beat down.
I think that's the March of 19 case that you're referring to. He is out on bond. He was on bond for that case. I think that's the one that was all over the news. It was him and another lady.
So you can nearly kill a guy and get out on bond?
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa. So you, other than capital murder, you are constitutionally entitled to a bond. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now the judge can raise that bond to where, in effect, you can't pay it, so you can't get out. But but for any charge other than capital murder, you are constitutionally entitled to a bond.
And on that, we have to run because we've got traffic, got a situation in Atlanta and Perry Hill to deal with. Randall, I need you to hold, buddy.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
And they're off. Man, there are a lot of cars on the road. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing just a high volume of traffic, 65 and 85 right now, especially 65 northbound up to Prattville. Drive carefully this afternoon. We have no accidents on the interstate as of right now. Boulevard picking up some cars. Atlanta Highway is getting busy from downtown outbound. It's just that time of day, but everything is rolling along smooth right now. Let's try to keep it that way, all right? Buckle up, drive carefully. You don't have to fight with your dog over a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Today is the first full day on the job for new Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Reed as the first black mayor of the capital city. Nine city council members were also sworn in during the ceremony. Republican Charlotte Meadows won the special election for House District 74. She received 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palisos died earlier this year. Meadows is chair of the Board of Lead Academy, the first charter school in Montgomery. She's also a former Montgomery Board of Education president. Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators say one man died as a result of one of those fires. The cause of the fires remains under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. We're not done with this Arctic cold snap yet. I think we'll see another freeze in the overnight hours tonight. Increasing clouds with the overnight low temperature dropping to about 31. Tomorrow, there could be some spotty rain possible by the afternoon hours. Maybe a better chance on Thursday night. Tomorrow, still cold with a high near 50. Look for warmer temperatures by the weekend, mid-60s, I think, by Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy. With rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pass the gravy.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's pass like a desert gravy. In my mouth.
Pass the gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. We want you. We want you. Cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you. We want you.
On behalf of myself and Big Clock, I would like to wish you all a very keto Thanksgiving. It is 4:45. Delk and Tomlinson in the house along with Rosie. I'm tired.
Is there such a thing as keto gravy?
I'm sure. If you do it with almond flour instead of white flour.
Yeah, there you go.
Later on, we're going to be talking about trends in Tupperware. First, Randall's been waiting. Randall?
Yes, sir. You can't interrupt that laugh. I mean, that right there, I can go to sleep tonight after hearing that.
I promise. Hey, like, when you play that, if you press for time, but when you play, like, Pass the Gravy, you should just jump in there and make it your song. Like, and if you know what I mean? Like, we get something new every day. You know, it's a little something different. And that way, it might change your mood up a little bit about the song. Because, I mean, you've been doing it a long time.
Like,
I can understand. Oh, yeah, I like Pastor Gravy, him getting in and do his thing, like the roll call song, but he getting in and just play with it. I don't know, just something, I don't know, I'm just throwing that out there. Man, but Greg, this man is so connected in Montgomery. It's ridiculous.
Who is?
The kidnapped dude, the disease. I don't know who it is, but I got a feeling it's going to come out. And whether anybody will say it, I don't know who, you know. But that man, not only, he climbed over the Blunt Mansion with a gun and got caught with a gun and weed. Nothing happened to him then. And that's when Bentley was in there. And then, like, this past Sunday night, he wanted to come back to Montgomery, back to Alabama so fast. They brought him back so fast Sunday night. They had court, you know, and they wouldn't even let Channel 12 in there. Put a gag order on the whole thing, and he ain't cooperating at all. He ain't telling them nothing. And, I mean, I know I forgot the other girl probably back in Florida, but he was wanting to come here real fast. He waved, he wanted it, man. He was wanting to haul that line back, this baby. Somebody here has got hit their arm around this man. I mean, where he's come up with all this bond money? I mean, if he's this bad of a dude, who deals with this kind of man to put up that type of money? Y'all know what kind of bonds he has. I mean, they ain't just letting him, you know, put up granddaddy's land. I mean, it don't work like that when you're doing that many times. Somebody's been covering for this man long. And not only that, he tried to ram two policemen in the state of North. And the grand jury, no bill that. No, I mean, it ain't just Alabama, but I think Alabama is where his home's at. And this is going to be a black eye on us, Greg. I don't know where everybody will wipe off, because somebody got to press the issue, find out who protecting this man. And if you let me go back to Stephen Reed, which I was talking about, there's three ways that Montgomery is going to get fixed. And the fastest way is going to be, there's never going to be, you know, the middle class, and trust me, they got this in their playbook. The middle class ain't going to be in Montgomery no more. I mean, that's their fastest way to fix it, to make it where he can go.
Well, that would include me, but I have no plans to go anywhere. I want to, with everybody else, he deserves a chance to lead and come up with ideas that will work, and we'll see where it goes.
I can't wait, man. I mean, he's what we need now, but I just hope that he don't try to get out of here too fast, because he's destined for great things. And him having that push behind him, he's gonna be able to change Montgomery. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but I appreciate all your sentiments. And we had good guys with Bobby Bright and Todd Strange as mayor, and I just think there are problems that, as you mentioned, are beyond the scope of a politician or a city council, and it goes back to the home. Mm-hmm. And this has been allowed to metastasize over the last 60 years to a point where it seems unmanageable. And do I have the genius answer? No, I really don't. Fox Business is next.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages wobbling between gains and losses after the Wall Street Journal said that trade talks had hit a snag over Chinese purchases of U.S. agricultural goods. But the Dow and S&P 500 bouncing back to close at new record highs. The Dow rising 92 points, the Nasdaq down 4, S&P 500 up 2. And Google will soon offer checking accounts to consumers, becoming the latest Silicon Valley company to make a push into finance. The project, codenamed Cache, is expected to launch next year with accounts run by Citigroup and a credit union at Stanford University. Big tech companies see financial services as a way to get closer to users and obtain valuable data. And if you're a fan of Twinkies, you might enjoy this new breakfast treat, Twinkie Cereal. The classic golden sponge cake snack is making its debut in Walmart's cereal aisle in late December, thanks to a joint venture between Post and Hostess Brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Give this a listen.
Disney stream on my TV.
Eurythmics parody there on Disney Stream. So, you signed up yesterday?
I signed up yesterday. Yes, I did.
You, Jay Scott, who else do I know that signed up?
But I did the $12.99 a month where you get the Disney Plus, the Hulu, and the ESPN Plus.
Oh, so, because I get Hulu and I'm paying that now.
Yeah, so it's not the Hulu Live, but it's the regular Hulu with the ads. You get Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus for $12.99 a month. Which is what I'm paying for Netflix. Good. And so, on the Hulu, I get the Smithsonian Channel.
I mean...
Yeah, it's legit. I mean, it's totally worth it, guys.
Because of what I do for a living, those services are tax deductible because I use them for business purposes.
Right.
Well, it's my business. Yeah, it. How can I talk intelligently about a series on Netflix or something on Hulu or even this Disney Plus
if you don't know what's happening?
Right, it now became a business deduction for myself and Dana since we talk about it with you on the radio, and it's now a business deduction.
That's right, and when they call me into your IRS hearing, I will.
You're like, yeah, we have talked about Disney movies on at least 3 occasions.
They're getting so much publicity from this.
Remember the Fantasia rant?
Yes.
And I don't care if Joey disagrees. Dana and I are on the same page.
Fantasia is like the worst.
Fantasia super sucks.
I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, but I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx!
Yes. We heard something like that.
All right. When I was with the band.
Maybe once.
The band. You're gasping. What's going on?
I'm listening. I'm just going through.
No, is there breaking
the
news?
Nostalgic movies on Disney Plus, and there's. I might not leave my house all weekend. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, I saw that in the theater.
Throwback. It's a binge watch weekend.
Old Yeller.
No.
I can't. The Swiss Family Robinson. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
I saw that.
That is vaguely better than Fantasia, but not a whole lot.
Pollyanna.
I like Pollyanna.
I worked with Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, my God. My all-time favorite. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. Babes in Toyland.
Oh, yeah.
Hang it up.
what was the name? We went to the, saw that at the Coral Theater on 95th Street in Chicago.
God. Babes in Toyland. Babes in Toyland. Oh, my God. Hang it up, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm
Jacqueline
doing all weekend.
Is unavailable this weekend.
This weekend. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to be doing this all afternoon. Pinterest. Huh? Babes in Toyland at my desk, Dana. No interruptions. Hold my calls.
Like you do anything anyway.
I know. I'm literally in there watching the news.
No, she really does do something.
I really do. Sometimes. I do have a trial in the morning, in the interest of full disclosure. And then after that.
I just want to reiterate what I've been saying yesterday and today. You're incredible.
Babes in Toyland, Greg.
You're great on the Disney stuff, and your knowledge of all that is fantastic. But you are a hero to me.
Well, thank you.
For your professional expertise and humanity.
Well, thank you. We actually do try to be decent human beings.
He said that his friend was very happy.
Well, good. That makes my heart happy because, you know, I like everybody likes to win, right? We all like to win. But more than winning, I think Dana and I really like to see the right thing be done.
That's exactly
absolutely
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to win a case, but winning is a sliding scale in this business. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to look at the silver lining and say, you know.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, people are getting divorced. Like, no one, like, win-win.
It's going to sound weird. That's the right professional approach. This came up, I was talking to Tip Thames at Jack Ingram, and he approaches car sales the same way. He said, if we tried to, you know, hit max dollar on every mm-hmm. person, they'd never come back.
Yeah.
So what they try to do is the deal that works for the business and for the customer, and that's why people keep coming back. And he really is that type
absolutely
of guy.
Absolutely.
Well, and family law is the same way. I mean, it's not, you cannot have a cookie cutter approach to every case, and at the end of the day, you have to remember, this is not a case number. This is still a human being. This
absolutely
is a person. Yeah. And there are real emotions that are attached to this. And so,
and lives.
Every case we handle differently because every case is different.
It's 4:57. We're almost at 5. Let me grab this call from Jessica before we take a break for traffic. Hey, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to chime in with Jacqueline because that's literally what I did this morning at my desk going, oh my God, the Nubs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
Oh my God, Fantasia! Oh my God, Fantasia 2000!
See,
I'm a grown woman.
Jessica's my people.
You are her people.
You're
yeah,
my
but
people.
You know what? Real men like Disney girls. You, the okay one I have at home. Dana, we're not a little. Dana,
I like Disney, just not Fantasia.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not a. I never even told you what happened when I never finished that lame ass story. But Jessica, that was great. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica, for first. For supporting my Disney Plus habit.
You have my full support.
All right, that was great. Thank you so much. 4:58.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a busy afternoon going on. An accident at Atlanta Highway and Perry Hill Road in front of the old Rite Aid. Use caution there. Also, the boulevard is very busy at all the lights from the Wetumpka Highway around past the Atlanta Highway, I-85, Troy Highway. And the interstates are very heavy this afternoon. 65 and 85 are doing a good business through downtown Montgomery. We're even stacked up and heavy all the way on 65 northbound out of Montgomery to Cobbsford Road. Wherever you are, drive carefully this afternoon. The only accident we got, Atlanta Highway and Perry Hill. At Reinhardt Lexus, you get a 2014 Lexus ES350 certified with a 2-year limited mileage warranty. Only $21,976. Call Dan Knotts at Reinhardt Lexus. This special is only available through today.